It is time for our elementary update, and today we head to Bronson's St. Mary's Elementary and welcome in Principal Dave Cabell as the school year off to a great start at St. Mary's. When did you guys actually start classes? Did you start before Labor Day or did you start right after Labor Day?
We started after Labor Day with the public schools.
Okay, all right. So kids now, 2.5, 3 weeks into the school year right now?
Yeah.
Enrollment about the same as it was last year, which is great to have at St. Mary's, and a great atmosphere at St. Mary's, too.
Yes, we have a great atmosphere here. We have students from Bronson, from Sturgis, from Coldwater. It's been a great start to the school year, very smooth. We started a new program with Walking with Jesus behavior program where students can receive little feet to hang around a chain when they do good deeds or just follow what they're supposed to be doing in the classroom and around the school, helping others. So that's been real exciting for the students. They get prizes and when they do good things, and they've been really positive about the program.
The Catholic school setting of St. Mary's obviously is unique from that standpoint for parents and for the kids, obviously. What makes St. Mary's unique?
Well, we have at least three different things that make us unique. We pray a lot. We have prayer in the morning multiple times, at lunchtime and in the afternoon, and also, you know, at just, you know, random times during the day we pray. So prayer is a very big component of St. Mary's. Studying the religion, studying the faith of the Catholic Church is another unique opportunity that students have here at St. Mary's. And then the generosity, the service that students get involved in each month. Students are involved in the service project where they go out into the community and they do something for the people who, you know, either help the others in the community or have helped us. So that's just three ways that St. Mary's students, you know, really get to stand out and do different things.
All right, they have some fun too, and so do the families of St. Mary's. You've got a dinner and raffle coming up here soon.
Yeah, October 19th, we have our big dinner, big raffle chicken dinner, and last year we raised about $36,000, so we're looking to hopefully reach that goal again. We sold out all our tickets last year. This year, there still have some remaining tickets, but we still have ways to go. They're $10 a ticket, and the top prize is $5,000. So you can, if you're interested in purchasing a raffle ticket or 10 raffle tickets, if you purchase 10, you get your name in a separate drawing for $1,000 as a seller. And you can get those at the school here at 369-4625.
Okay. Also, the kids are getting involved from the standpoint of a T-shirt contest.
Yes, there's a T-shirt contest where they get to draw or decorate a T-shirt with, they have to have the word St. Mary's on it. That's one component of the contest, but they will compete against each other by just decorating their own T-shirt. Each student will get their own T-shirt, which have been donated by BOFA and Sturgis. And then they will be hung up during the raffle and the chicken dinner. And parents and other parishioners can then vote on the T-shirt that they think is the best by donating a dollar towards each T-shirt that they think is the best. So that'll raise some more money for us here at St. Mary's.
Very cool. What about field trips for the kids?
Well, we have one coming up here in October. The kindergarten through the second grade is going to go to Nottawa Farms in Nottawa and Fruit Farm, and they're studying right now plant cells and seeds and those type of things. So that's a perfect opportunity to go look at the apple orchards and the other types of things they have out in Nottawa Farms.
Yeah, practical application for science.
Exactly.
All right, perfect. Dave, sounds like a great start to the school year. Good luck with the rest of the year, and we will stay in touch, all right?
Thank you very much, Kim.
Appreciate it. Dave Cabell, principal at St. Mary's School in Bronson, with us this morning on this edition of our Elementary Update.